know what a hokey pokey is, but it sounds fun.
I don't think it's made of, it's a real koala.
I was tired, I was hungry, and I was hot. All of those three things combined equals Hurricane John.
Here's the problem I've always had with Helen Keller.
I seem weird? Like a lefty?
Pickles. They know me hate those pickles on me cheeseburgers.
Welcome to Bless Their Hearts, Jamie and John. Spring is in full bloom, and John no longer sounds like he smokes.
No, man, I'm back. And I love springtime. Dude, I've turkey hunting.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
I'm
exciting.
I'm the worst turkey hunter in the world. I've got some stories for you from that.
It's like you ask somebody if they're fishing. If you never catch anything, you're not really fishing. You're just
sit in the woods in a turkey blind and enjoy it.
Yeah, that's, got to be crazy peaceful in a world where we get zero silence and even less privacy.
It is. Shoot. It is amazing. I feel fully grounded, if that's a thing that modern people say.
If I ever get grounded, you can ground me and stick me in the woods.
Yeah, my turkey blind is an awesome place to sit and just be quiet, and I love it.
You want me to tell you where you can't go and be quiet?
Anywhere in our houses?
The DMV.
Oh, have you been there recently?
Yeah, so I got a DMV story, at which, I don't know, in movies and TV, people make it seem like the DMV is this huge machine that eats people. It's really a really small office where we live, and it's very annoying, but I never had a bad experience until now.
Are we thinking about the same DMV, like in the old mall?
No, I don't think that's the DMV. This was the county clerk's office. I was going to get a license plate.
Okay, because what you get your license is the machine that eats people.
Yes, that is in an old abandoned mall where there's an oddly good restaurant, a place where you can buy bows for birthday parties, and the driver's license center, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
But the place we purchased a vehicle, and the dealer didn't send us the license plate, so we did not have a good time with that. That was a very frustrating process. However, the temporary tag was about to expire, so they said, look, we're going to send all this information to your DMV to save you the time, if you can just swing by there and pick it up.
Okay.
So what are your first thoughts there?
I'm annoyed.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, I feel like I've bought cars, and I don't think they've normally ever just sent me the plate. I feel like they send me the information to go obtain the plate.
If you get a dealership, they usually send you the full plate, and maybe they send that through the DMV. I don't know, but they, so anyway, I go, I'm standing in line with everybody just looks like they're in a bad mood. I think the reputation of the DMV being bad makes the experience bad. It's not the place itself. Till I met the lady. All right. So I'm like, this is my situation. This is why I'm here. I was told you have a license plate for me. And instead of asking more questions, she was like, who told you that? Well, I guess that's a question. But more questions about me. I was like, well, the dealership. She's like, they're lying to you. I said, well, this is the situation. There are no circumstances where I hand you a license plate.
All right.
And I was like, well, this and this. She said, no, they're lying to you to get you to stop calling them. And like, she did not back down off this. So I called them back. And I caused World War III between this dealership and this lady. I hope they called the same lady. I don't know if they did.
I would have called and put it on speakerphone. Yeah, like, you're talking to this lady right here.
Right now. We should have. I mean, I now have like...
You have four plates now?
I'm pen pals with the lady at the dealership now. We're besties. But that lady was so mean to me. Like, there is no situation where you leave here today with a license plate. Like, maybe that I should appreciate the directness.
It's a baller move. Like,
yeah.
So did you?
So I left and I called the dealership back, and they're like, all right, look, we're going to call them. And then they worked it out. They said, we're going to send a guy and he's going to walk out of there and hand you the license plate. So they sent this old man, like, sweet looking old man. And I show up and he's standing outside with my license plate. And he said, I ain't never seen a DMV I couldn't beat, and hands it to me. And that was our entire interaction.
Dang. So she was right. You did not walk out of there with one, but sweet old man did.
He did. And I think he was sweet to get the sympathy, but I think if it turned, he would have been able to one up it. Because, like, I guess he had the actual paperwork.
I got one way or the other.
he had paperwork from the dealership of some kind, I guess. I don't know, but it made it sound like that he, like, this is his role with this. He's retired, but he is their license plate retrieval expert.
Did he offer you a Werther's original?
He didn't, but his breath smelled like one.
Every time I see an old man, I just want to ask for one, you know?
Like, they're, we have so
our, mutual friend, Chris L. He always has Werther's.
Does he? They're so legit. Good. I bet he has the sugar-free kind, though.
He looks he keeps the original, but he also has the soft ones, like the chewable ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like a caramel.
Yeah, but then there's assorted flavors, like a sour apple Werther's.
No, thanks.
The dude has a lot of Werther's.
OG. OG Werther's.
He's so old, you know?
So old. Not like us. Not like us.
Dude, I told you yesterday we were at a play. My son's in a play. Your daughter wanted to come and see it, so we both ended up at this play. And I told you kind of a weird thing about me is when I study the Bible, I don't like to study about the end times. It's called
eschatology.
Eschatology. There are so many different people out there with opinions on what the end of the world could look like from a Christian perspective. So many that I just don't even, I don't even have an interest in knowing any of that. But
well,
I mean,
there's rapture versus non-rapture. There's pre-trib, there's post-trib.
Yeah, there's a lot. And if you're not familiar with Christianity, not trying to get into all of that today, but I listened to a podcast and it came up, and for the first time in my adult life, I was interested in it. And I told you about it. Jamie, last night I had a dream that shook me. So I dreamed that my wife and I were planning a vacation for next year. And we were excited. We were like, so we both pulled out our calendars. I was in my phone and she was using a paper planner. We could not get to the year 2027 because time had ran out.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's a prophecy. I don't know if God's telling me something, but it's probably just because it was on my mind.
How much peanut butter did you have before you went to bed?
Zero.
I think that can tell us some.
Zero.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I try not to spend too much. I think a lot of people that get into it obsess over it. And I mean, it shouldn't change the way. I should live every day as if tomorrow's the last day.
Yeah, I think you're right. But so I thought it was a crazy dream.
It is a crazy dream. And I don't know, makes me think of Y2K. Everybody was like, our computers aren't set to work with the year 2000. And I pulled up like my Windows 3 and I changed the date to 2002. And I was like, I think.
And nothing catastrophic happened when you did that?
I can still go to Chatropolis. And
was that a thing?
I don't know.
Oh. Dude, so many turkey stories. I'm going to save those for later. But the same weekend we're turkey hunting, we went to church with my mom. So my mom, my stepdad, and then my nieces came, and they're like, I think they're 5 years old. They're twins. So Sunday morning, we're getting ready for church, and one of them is sitting close to my daughter, and something happens, and they end up like accidentally punching my daughter in the eye, and her eyeball was hit because her eye was open. So for like the next 48 hours, she walked around winking at you. And it cracked me up so hard because it made me think of the Seinfeld episode where George gets grapefruit juice in his eye and he walks around and he tells people something serious, but he gives them the wink and they think that he's joking. So all weekend, that was the bit.
I still haven't watched Seinfeld. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Makes
it's
me think
so
of,
funny.
Makes me think of Popeye.
Like my daughter would ask me for something and then wink. I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do here. Do you want me to get it? Do you not? I don't know.
Are you for serious? I can't tell. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
It's funny.
Speaking of not being able to see, I sent you something this morning and you've not replied. So I assume you just hate me, but I also sent it to Ray and haven't heard back. I saw an advertisement for a signed Helen Keller. I think it might be a baseball card. Hold on. Let me pull it back up.
Okay, I do see this now. You sent it. Oh yeah, I was busy. Sorry.
Sure you were. Too busy not to check it later. So it's a trading card made by Topps that is signed by Helen Keller.
Is it just a straight line?
No, it's that's the thing. It's not. It has like apparently Helen Keller's handwriting is superior to mine. People are wondering how did she sign it and know what part to sign and how to sign it. And there are all these questions. I mean, it's on this. I was going to ask you how much you think people would pay for that. Because in general, cards have lost value over time. It became an oversaturated market. You used to be able to get cards that were worth like every pack you opened had cards worth $20 and that kind of thing. But
well, now Topps is the official card again. So back that's on pretty cool.
Topps back on top. This card went for $3,551 on eBay.
Whoa.
It's a one of one Helen Keller autograph card.
Where's that a certificate of authenticity? Does that come with one?
It's probably in Braille. I don't know. I mean, I just feel like Helen Keller has been such a popular topic on the show. I had to bring that up that she wrote books, flew planes, and signed baseball cards. Wow. Even though it wasn't a baseball card, but still, Topps had it, and they.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing that.
I mean, all of it. Again, I think the whole thing's a lie. So just throwing that out there, but.
Man.
Interested to see what Ray says.
Yeah. Ray has become our Dusty Slay. You know?
He has.
Just doesn't believe Helen Keller existed.
I think she was a person. I think her handler just made a bunch of crap up.
Is that what we call someone who sits with someone who's disabled?
What would you call her?
Nurse?
I don't think she was guardian? A nurse. I don't know.
Handler. That just seems like she's a freak show.
Manager? Handler?
You're not wrong.
Corraler? I don't know.
I think Satan had something against our eyeballs on Sunday. So I told you my daughter had an eye injury before church. Well, I had an eye injury during church.
Okay.
So went to my mom's church.
I was going to say, you weren't at my church.
It's the church I grew up in. Love this little church. And my cousin was there, and he has three kids. So his oldest kid... just one of the funniest kids I've ever met, like genuinely not trying to be funny, but just hilarious. Like I love this kid so much. So I was talking to him about, like monster trucks and stuff like that. We were having a good time. Well, then church started and there's a section in church where they play a song and you shake each other's hands. So I went to shake I was in a pew. My cousin and the boy was in a pew in front of me. And in the two rows up was this little old lady that I've known my whole life, and I shook her hand. When I stuck my hand out, he moved his head. The little boy moved his head towards me, and I kind of grazed his head when I was reaching for the handshake. So it's not hard. I literally a graze. But then when I'm done shaking her hand, he looks up and says, "Hey, John, come here." And I'm like, "Yeah." So I kind of bent down. He's like, "Closer." So I get a little closer. That little knucklehead punches me as hard as he could in my eyeball. And I'm just taken back because I don't know this kid very well. I see him maybe once a year for church and that's it.
He didn't want you to see him again trying to blind you out here.
That kid freaking mollywopped me there in church.
That's outstanding. Did you look like you got the Holy Spirit? Did you fall out?
I just started laughing. I mean, it hurt, but I started laughing. I told my cousin, he's like, "My boy did that to you?" I said, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, come on." If I'm lying, I'm dying. No. Yeah. Punched in church by my nephew. Love it.
A lot of eye problems over here. Not for me. I'm good. But you and your daughter.
I got some more stories.
That's all I got. It's not been super busy.
So let's go on this hunting trip, shall we? So really, really funny. I mean, We didn't kill a turkey. We saw one, and a turkey hunter would say it got hung up. So it was making its way to us, but then its girlfriend turkey was with it, so it had no interest in us. So
it was too far away for you to shoot?
Yeah, it was about 75 yards away, and we needed it to be about 50 or so, and we just, like I said, it got hung up. We couldn't get it to come closer. I was yelping. I had my calls out. It was so much fun. Even though we didn't get one, it was just amazing. My daughter and I sat in that blind for hours and just had a great time.
Yeah.
So I've got a story that will lead into what we're going to do today. But towards the end of the day, it started raining like really hard, and we're in a blind. And so we're half a mile away from my mom's house, and we would have to walk in the pouring rain. So if you've ever been in a hunting blind, it's basically a big tent that's just a little taller, mm-hmm. but it doesn't have a floor. So the floor is just the ground, and then you're protected on all sides and a roof. So I zipped that thing up, and we picked up that blind, and we carried it over us all the way to my mom's house. We didn't get wet at all.
That's pretty awesome.
But I was just laughing the whole time, thinking, if a legitimate hunter sees this right now, they are going to think that we are the most ineffective and ridiculous hunters of all time. And they would be right.
I was going to say, would they be wrong?
Absolutely. No, they're like, we had to look ridiculous. So I called my mom on speakerphone when we were doing this. I was like, hey, can you go look in the field behind your house? And she cracks up. She sees this camouflage tent just moving on its own towards her house.
Why don't people take those to like football and baseball games?
Dude, they should. They absolutely should. So the story that I wanted to talk about that leads into what we're talking about today, when that turkey got hung up and it wouldn't come closer, I whispered to her, I was like, hey, it's got its hen with it. It ain't going to be interested in us. So I don't know if it's going to come closer or not. And then she looked at me and it clicked. She's like, wait, it's got a girlfriend. Why would it ever be interested in us? Because we had a decoy out.
Right.
So we had, you know, what looked like a girl turkey. And then she was like, wait a second. Do turkeys cheat on each other?
Yeah.
And I laughed.
Monogamy ain't high on the turkey.
I laughed. Oh my gosh. I thought that was funny. And she's like, legitimately, like, do animals cheat? I was like, yeah, honey, most animals don't have one partner. They're animals. That's why they call them animals. Like
literally.
Yeah. So that like changed her life in a weird way.
Yeah. I wonder how much time people spend thinking about that. And I wonder how much time you spent thinking about it, because I have a quiz ready.
In her little world, she thought that everything was just perfect. You found the love of your life, and then so did turkeys.
What's a turkey wedding like?
I don't know.
Do they eat chicken?
Probably worms. So a quiz. You're going to quiz me. I love it.
Yep,
we'll be right back and we'll talk about it.
So, honestly, before we started talking about this, I was under the assumption that every animal ever, like that humans were the only monogamous species that would have a mate and then stay in that relationship or be loyal, which a lot of humans aren't good at that, but yeah. I don't know. It never crossed my mind that animals would even do that. They seem so primal and, I don't know, just not smart enough.
Animalistic?
Yeah.
I can think of one that I'm fairly certain penguins will find a mate and live with them forever.
Well,
but I'm not 100% sure. So you're going to give me a quiz on...
I have a quiz.
All right.
This is an animal loyalty quiz. So I'm going to ask you an animal and I'll see if you can answer it. If not, I do have multiple choice.
All right.
Swans.
Swans seem...
What's the difference between a swan and a duck?
Well, size. I think a swan is more comparable to a goose than a duck.
What's the difference between a goose and a swan?
Color. Swans are all white. They seem sophisticated. I would say that swans mate for life.
According to my quiz, swans only have a 6% divorce rate.
Dude.
They are loyal. As lifelong as it gets.
That's a better rate than all of humankind.
We need to be more like swans, I think.
You can just look at a swan and know they're uppity. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, they're the worst.
Yeah, we're going to stay together. We might hate each other, but by God, we're staying together.
Yeah, yeah. We got to look proper for the others, and also, for the gooses.
If the geese, man goose the kills, or if the man swan kills the female swan, it's not technically divorce, but he gets to be with other swan.
Good point. Yeah. Technicalities. Mm-hmm. I like where your head's at. That's why we have a crime podcast. All
right. Hey, I'm 1-1 on the animal love situation.
Do you want to quit?
Nope.
Okay. This one is... It's tricky, I think. Wolves.
Man, I mean, wolves are in the Bible for being bad. They, you know, they're, you could be a wolf in sheep's clothing. So wolves, bad. God made them. He knows they're bad. I'm going to say they're dirty dogs, and they sleep around.
This is a mixed answer, actually.
They run with a pack, though.
The alpha pair bonds for life and lead the pack. But if you're not the alpha, your purpose is populating the pack.
Okay.
So
there's like a landlord wolf, and then there's the trailer park wolves. Which one are you? And that depends on if you mate for life or not.
I didn't have a landlord for my trailer, so I don't get the analogy.
So you, your parents were monogamous.
Number three. This is gonna be weird for you, my man. Parrots. You like birds a lot.
I do. So parrots, I don't know. So here's the thing. You ever notice that, like, when a couple's having a hard time and one of them starts going to the gym a lot and they change their appearance, that's usually a sign that something bad's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, parrots are always so pretty. I bet that they are like little demons and Floozies. Sleep around. So I'm going to say parrots, not monogamous.
No, not a monogamous. Poly
want another cracker?
Whoa. It's just white birds. Again, with a mixed answer, it's not specific to any specific types. They can form long-term relationships, but they don't always.
Yeah, because they're so prideful.
Many species like macaws, cockatoos, and African grays form lasting bonds for years. That's or what decades.
Marty, my favorite bird ever, that's RIP. He was.
Do we know that he's dead?
No, but he's missing in action. I think he's probably in a trailer park right now with a wolf.
I don't think that's how that works. Lions. King of the jungle.
Which
I think a tiger could take a lion. We need to reassess that label.
So part of me wants to say that I think they're one mate for life, but they're also a cat, which is inherently evil.
And inherently productive.
Yeah.
Reproductive, sorry.
I'm going to lean more towards they are monogamous, but it wouldn't surprise me if one of them went out on their female lion, the lioness.
So you think the females are loyal and the men are not?
Yeah.
Is that where you're going?
Yeah.
Are you talking about humans? They are polygamous. A dominant male or a coalition of males mate with all females in the pride.
I should have went with my gut because cats equal evil.
They are the worst. Let's go to the water, shall we?
Oh, okay. Dolphins.
I'm the one giving the quiz. You shut your face.
I think dolphins are monogamous.
Stop. We're not to dolphins yet. All right. That's not the question. I actually have a lot of questions about this aminal.
Okay.
Seahorses.
Like, what is a seahorse?
Like,
it's not a mammal.
They're technically fish, but what's their situation?
Is this a trick question and they're like, they don't reproduce with mates?
So I actually thought that, but that's not the case here, actually.
So this is not a trick question. It's actually a boy seahorse and a girl seahorse.
Yeah, I don't. Sea lions are different things. They're not the kings of the ocean.
I feel like they're so low down on the totem pole. They're just out there doing whatever they want to do with whoever they want to do it with.
They're not.
They're loyal?
They actually, in studies, have shown to have a greeting dance with their partner that they perform every time they see each other. They renew their bond every morning. And
who has that kind of time to study that?
That's where our tax money goes. We're going to see how seahorses get down. I can't
drive down a road without beating my car to death, but by God, we know the mating rituals of a seahorse.
and a male carries and births the young, which I thought by definition made them a female. Apparently, I don't know science.
They're very progressive animals.
Apparently, they are. Okay, dolphins.
Monogamous, man. Dolphins are legit.
Despite their high level of intelligence, most dolphin species are not monogamous. They live in fluid communities. You know how like they're like
swingers?
The turtles in Finding Nemo are kind of like, yeah, dude, like hippies. I think dolphins are friends with them.
Yeah, I mean, to be a lawyer, you said most. So there are some that are monogamous.
I mean,
those are the only ones I've ever met.
Yeah. Okay. You just spend your time with...
Flipper would never go out on his wife.
Dolphins of high integrity. Bald eagles.
Oh, man. America's bird.
Is it, though? Is it?
I think America's bird, if you went by how many there are, should probably be the crow.
Yeah.
But...
Well, I mean, also, it seems like bald eagles don't breed because you never see them.
You know what? I'm going to say they're monogamous, but if you've ever seen one, like the dad set up in the nest with the mom and the babies, and he just looks so unhappy to be there. So I'm going to say monogamous and not happy.
I feel like you're projecting.
What do you mean?
I'll just leave.
Have you ever saw a male eagle? They just look.
I don't think pissed. I've ever seen two eagles together.
Dude, they look so angry all the time.
I only see one eagle.
I bet it's like they're together, but it's the Roseanne show up there. You know,
dang, John Goodman was. It was a hard time, and they killed him, and then they brought him anyway.
I thought heart disease killed him.
Well, I mean, it did, but then they revived the show and brought him back. And said it was like a dream or
is
something.
Is he alive in real life right
now? Yeah, yeah.
I legit thought he died of a heart attack.
No, John Goodman's awesome and alive. Bald eagles generally mate for life, returning to the same nest year after year and adding to it each season.
They seem to do so begrudgingly, though.
Their nests grow every year and get like physically bigger.
Like the man lets himself go.
He does.
Like he's like, they got married and then he just started packing on the weight.
Get some more shrubs.
If he ever starts going to the gym and looks to be more fit, he's going out on her.
You're probably right. He starts posting selfies. Yeah.
You know the state of your marriage or you know the state of other people's marriage based on the amount of selfies that one posts.
Yeah. And yeah. And then
that's
guy,
a formula that's never let us down.
Then they change their social media pictures to just their kids. Okay.
And they sometimes if it gets too far, they change it to a shared account.
Yeah. I'm afraid we're triggering people, so I don't want to call people out. Do you know what an albatross is? Because I had to Google it.
I thought that's one of the things that you use in math to count.
No, that's what is that called? It's where you move the... things.
Is it really not called an albatross?
No, an albatross.
It's a bird, right?
It is a bird that lives at sea.
An albatross, I know that because in golf, a birdie is a one under par, and an eagle is two under par, and an albatross is three under par. And they're all bird related.
I don't know that I've seen anybody ever get an albatross.
A hole in one on a par, no, a hole in one on a par three is just an eagle.
Yeah, it'd have to be a par four.
Or a two on a par five. I don't know. I don't know what an albatross is, but apparently they're awesome in golf. So I'm going to say not loyal.
Okay. Albatrosses mate for up to 60 and 70 years with the same albatross.
Holy crap.
Right?
That's awesome. Good for them.
They're kind of like, what was the first one we did that has 6% divorce rate? What was
it? Swans.
Swans. They're like swans in that way. And abacus is the thing that you use to count. Elephants. Elephants are ginormous.
Are they like the dolphins of land where they run in packs and it's just fluid?
I mean,
I'm going to say monogamous, though.
Elephant society. And I know you've been curious about this for quite some time, is by definition,
matriarchal.
It's led by older females. Adult males.
So they're very much married.
Adult males largely live apart and join herds temporarily to mate with the females.
Wait, hold on. Say that last part again.
They just show up to make baby elephants. Wait. The males do.
Okay. So but with the same woman over and over?
Nope.
So it's only a pack of women and children, and the men are off doing their own thing.
I think they're probably, that's what this suggests, but I have a hard time believing that.
It's like when I was growing up and my dad would go play golf on the weekends and my mom was at home with us.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Except after you play golf, you go to somebody else's house. Ugh. So Lions, I expected more from the Lions.
I still don't know what that means for elephants. So they just, they're welcomed back at some point and it's willy-nilly.
There are no pairs.
So when the woman decides she needs a new baby, then she's like, hey guys, it's time. One of you come
next.
Back and then you go away now.
Are we going to have to put an explicit rating on this?
I mean,
frogs.
We're obviously learning. Frogs got their reptiles. It's whatever, man.
Wow, you certainly hate frogs, don't you?
They're cold-blooded.
Let's see.
I was going to make a joke there, but I won't.
Male poison dart frogs are remarkably devoted fathers, as I always thought they were, guarding eggs and carrying hatched tadpoles on their backs. That doesn't tell me about their mating.
Do they want to?
Right.
Are they also a matriarchal society?
Yeah, they just do what they're told, I think. Okay. Deer. Turkey. You go deer hunting?
Yeah, no. I think deer, when I've seen them, they're like elephants. You usually see the mom and the babies, but the dads are nowhere to be found. I don't think they're monogamous, though.
They are not. They are polygamous.
They're the frogs of nature. The land.
No lasting pair bond is found. You know, that really puts Bambi in perspective.
Yeah. The dad was out running around.
All of them have dad issues and get their mom killed.
Yep. If he would have been there, maybe we wouldn't have even had the movie.
Yeah. What about a barn owl? You're a big owl guy.
Like a barn or a bard?
Barn.
Barn owls, they're the loosey-gooseys of the owl world.
They're not.
Really?
They're loyal. They coop up in the barn with their mate for life.
I love that.
Great white sharks, the apex predator.
I'm going to say loyal. No, I'm not. They're not loyal.
To anything. They would kill each other. Yeah, there's no loyalty there. Clownfish. Again, we're ruining so many Pixar movies today.
I'm going to say clownfish is loyal because they're such big clowns. They find the one clown they like and nobody else would have them.
John, I don't even know how to talk to you about this. Usually each school of clownfish only has one female. And when she dies, one of the males becomes a female.
Like mentally or physically?
They physically start laying eggs.
What? Yeah. No, really?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
Do you think there are any bugs that are monogamous? That's just a general question.
Roaches would not be. Roly-polies? I like those a lot.
Generally, the only ones known for this are dung beetles. They locate a dung ball together, co-bury it, and then take care of it.
That's the sweetest thing I've ever heard about dung.
It is about those dung beetles.
I can't get over the fact that now I don't know what Dory's dad was. Did Dory's dad become a female later in the movie? Not Dory.
I don't think you know who Dory is.
Nemo. Nemo's mom died.
Not necessarily him, but another one of the males in the area could have.
Maybe that's why he was so worried.
I'm trying to move on from this because it's very uncomfortable. Sea otters.
I don't know.
They're often seen holding hands, floating.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to say they are monogamous.
They really are not. They just hold hands so they don't drift away from the group.
They're just little
survival techniques. Now, here's the big one that you've been waiting for. The tuxedo-wearing penguins.
what if my whole life's been a lie and they are not monogamous? I think that would be more devastating, but not as weird than the fish thing. Is that all fish or just the clownfish?
That was just clownfish.
What do you think bass do? Do you think bass men turn into bass women?
No chance. No chance. Bass are too tough.
Catfish?
Too good for that. I don't. Catfish are.
It just, let's just make it only a clown shark thing.
A clown shark?
Clownfish.
Are you having a stroke? You think Dory's dad's a clown shark?
There's a really.
Have you seen the movie?
There's a really good Rhett and Link song called Clown Shark.
Okay. I don't
know. Anyway.
They deconstructed.
I'm going to say penguin is monogamous, man.
It depends on the species.
Okay.
Gentoo penguins are some of the strongest bonds you will see in nature. Imperial penguins tend to switch partners every year.
Imperial.
Hmm. So they're the bougie ones. They're the flamingos, the parrots, if you will,
yeah,
of the penguin situation.
That makes sense, man. Out of all of those, any one of those surprise you more than others?
I'm genuinely surprised that any animals stay bonded. It just seems, it doesn't seem natural for them to stay bonded with one.
So do turkeys stay together?
I didn't ask about turkeys.
Because what if they do and I'm out there killing these women's husbands for them to only be widows for the rest of their life?
I think that'd
be clear. I've never killed a turkey. And by my stories that I've told, it would be surprising if I one day did kill one.
Do you, is there a hen season or you only ever kill?
In Kentucky, you're only allowed to kill one turkey per season. Actually, two turkeys per season, but they both have to be boys.
Are they called roosters?
They're called toms.
Oh, yeah, I did know that. That's like, why are we doing that?
They have a beard.
They're pretty much like.
They have a beard and they're named Tom.
I know, but male chickens are roosters, and we, like, those are the two birds we eat most often. Can we just find some consistency here?
I hate a rooster.
Turkeys, they deserve to be eaten. Turkeys are not monogamous. They strut, gobble, and shake their feathers till they get a new mate.
Yeah. All right.
I'm sorry.
Well, good. No, that's good. I'd feel really bad if I killed, like, one of them, and they were just a widow turkey out there for the rest of their days.
I don't know. I think they'd and you have to wonder, like, what if, I'm trying to think of one that was monogamous. What if two swans get together and one, like, breaks their wing? Do you just, like, care for them and stay with them, or is that part of the 6%?
I don't know. They don't have thumbs. I would imagine it'd be hard.
I ain't hanging out with no one-winged swans, I'll tell you that much.
And they just fly away.
Put that on the intro.
Yeah, my Merlin app must have heard me talking about birds, and it gave me an alert that today is a good migration day. And there's probably some.
I was thinking about that.
Obscure birds in my area, so I'm gonna call this one done. I'm gonna go listen to some birds.
Okay, all right. Well, I appreciate it. This has been maybe our most educational episode of all time.
Yeah,
and I don't know if I can let my kids listen to it. To be honest with you, that clownfish thing is gonna shake me.
Yeah. It's
I actually thought a similar thing about seahorses. I want to find out what seahorses are, because I feel like it's a, like, jellyfish can live forever. You know that?
No.
Yeah.
Live forever.
Yeah.
Like, just a really long time.
They're going to take over the earth.
Well,
next week we're going to talk about super powered animals.
According to my dream, they only have a year to do so. So we'll see what happens.
Everybody go check your calendars. If good Lord willing, we'll be back in 2027.
All right. We love you guys. Leave us a rating and review. We'll see you next time.
You've listened to Bless Their Hearts, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Make sure you subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and go check us out on Stoveleg.com, where you can learn more about Jamie and John. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.